That's right.
So, it occurred to me there was before we, as we end up here, that something else that's worth saying in terms of what Linda and I bring to this that I don't know that we really addressed. I think it could be made a little more of. Part of the reason why people like your mom, Theodora, and others come and spend time with us is because one way to describe it, I think, safe to say, is that we're people who we know from what we've gone through, and others come to trust, you know, pretty much. They more and more get the sense that we're people in whom this ancient spirit-matter split has been healed quite a bit. And as you know, it's just very natural. People radiate whatever state they're in. That happens all the time. We're all always transmitting and receiving from one another, transmitting to receiving from one another. And so, traditionally, in certain spiritual societies, they've made use of practices like gazing or touching one another in specific kinds of ways that communicate the energetics of whatever state or condition it is you're looking to impart to others or help them. It's not so much, one of the ways I describe it is it's like helping you turn up the gas on the pilot light in your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're altogether giving somebody something else, but we're helping one another come to a more profound kind of frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we do this, and that's what the different aspects are about. And if Linda felt better, she would do some toning vocally, which she's very, very talented at.
I can do a little toning.
So you can do that to end?
At the end.
Okay, that's
yeah.
Great.
But that would be out of a cold, so it may not be great. But
but those are all ways that we can kind of get the whole thing going, and then other people can participate in it together.
Mm-hmm.
And at future celebration, heart-gazing celebration evenings, what we would, you know, we'd probably have quite a number of people, and we'd be going to several different groups, and people in the groups would have time to not only gaze but also talk and be with one another. And there's a kind of a mutual sharing and imparting and transmitting and receiving that goes on. That's kind of part of the bigger picture of what would make these real celebrations together. Not that this hasn't been, but we enjoyed it. So is there anything else that any of you would like to say as we wind up tonight?
Thank you for doing this and making it available. Mm-hmm. I mean, this feels like something that's accessible for kids, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Jenna, you're nodding your head, so
it
seems that way. Good.
Would you like
Feel free to ask us or you know, ask your mom any questions.
Yeah.
Because any questions you have or concerns or issues that come up, thoughts about it, things that you feel other people might need to have addressed, we'd really appreciate hearing that. That'll help us actually a lot. So don't hesitate. Even if it seems like it's something that might not be a nice thing to say or, you know, too skeptical or whatever. We're okay with that.
Yeah, definitely. We want to make this as healing and enjoyable of an experience for everybody. So we welcome feedback.
So have we pretty much done it for the evening? Do you want to do a little toning before we...
At least two.
Thank you all so much for coming to our inaugural Heart Gazing Celebration evening.
This was a magnificent inaugural.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for traveling, too.
Yeah.
We always love having you in a room with us.
It's that important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.